Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner this morning. Quite a few things going on here in Salina. And of course, we're going to be talking about one of the big things coming up here next week. Plus, Kevin just came in, and I think Randy's going to chime in with us every once in a while if he thinks something that we need to talk about on this thing. So we're looking forward to this, but we'd like first to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock from the historic Clay County Courthouse. And we just got an official mailing address for this place, so we can now enter some stuff on Google Business. I know if you do a search on the historic Clay County Courthouse, it would tell you that it's 100 Courthouse Square here in the middle of Salina, Tennessee. But that wasn't an official postal address, which the Google folks had to have before they could grant some of the stuff to do for you. So we kind of got that cleared up, but we've got quite a few things going on. Of course, we want to thank everyone that makes this show possible each Thursday morning. That's the three-star group, and the Chamber of Commerce. And we've got a little something to say about that here a little bit later on, too. But right now, I think we'll just take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsors, and we're going to come back and start with, a little bit of a roundtable discussion of some things. And we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bill will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, Kevin's sitting here with me this morning. But before we get into that, we've got graduation coming up this week, Friday. And Kevin's over close to that now. I think that's going to be a big celebration. Kevin, right offhand, the valedictorian salutatorian. Miss Smith,
boy,
first name.
Now that's really putting me on the spot, Thomas.
Sonny Holloway is the
Tamara Smith.
Tamara Smith and Sonny Holloway are the valedictorian and the salutatorian for this year's class.
And Thomas, I did check. I hadn't heard a number. 70 seniors will graduate tomorrow night.
Be 70 seniors graduating down at the Clay County High School gym. And if it's like usual, it'll be a pretty crowded place. I know this is, the first time in 2 or 3 years that we've been able to gather there and have it. So really looking forward to that. And then, let's see, last night we got some bad news and some good news from the sports. I think our girls' softball team did get eliminated last night from advancing on to the region. But the boys did finish second. They managed to beat Pickett County in the semifinals again.
Still going on in
another sport.
Right. Still
with some of the same guys playing against each other.
Oh yeah. Still going on. Our boys were put into it's a double elimination. They were put into the loser's bracket by top-seeded Gordonsville, who, due to being the top seed, is getting to host the tournament as well. We beat Pickett to eliminate them, and that leaves us in Gordonsville. Now, our boys will have to beat Gordonsville twice in order to win the district title, and Gordonsville's beat us three times already.
That's already happened, Kevin. They played the finals through last night.
Oh, they did? Well, I just saw the one score. So
yeah,
that's our thank you for updating.
Well, I went down there, and I expected to come home after the first ball game, but then they started warming up for the next one.
Did not realize.
They did beat us. Very exciting. I know it was one of these 10 rule games, but it wasn't that close. I mean, it was a great baseball game. And then in the semifinal game where they beat Pickett County, was a tremendous game.
That's like 8-7. Wasn't it?
8-7, and we were down 8-6 in the bottom of the seventh inning. We had the bases loaded and nobody out. Well, the first two batters came up and got out, and so we wound up with the bases loaded with our leadoff hitter, Mr. Kerr, coming up.
Okay,
Alec Kerr coming up, and he got an 0-3, a 0-2 count. Two strikes, no balls.
Well, that's not looking good.
Things were looking pretty drab right then. But he hit a bullet and went all the way to the fence out in the outfield. And the three runners scored with the last runner coming across and winning the game for Clay County High School. What a tremendous finish.
Boy, for sure. I did not realize they turned around and played that next game. I just went to the scoreboard on Coach T and saw that, and I thought, well, they'll play Gordonsville today.
Probably. But no, actually, the next game will be Monday night, and I think it is down in East Robertson, Joe Burns country.
Okay.
Another long trip down Highway 52.
Well, you know, Thomas, we're used to the Bulldogs and Gordonsville playing for a district title in football, usually, or a region title, and two good baseball teams. Gordonsville's ranked in the top 10.
Right, Gordonsville has a tremendous team. We have a good team, and they have one that so far has proven to be just a little bit better than us. But, you know, when you get into, the district play, and you get to play with a lot of high school teams and most high school teams, before the district tournament is over, you have run out of pitchers because your pitchers are limited. And we ran into that last night.
Always happens if you're successful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and with us, it's always been hard to find, more than a couple of, good pitchers. But we've got a good pitching staff. We had some kid that came in and I guess was maybe I don't know whether he was the winning pitcher or not, did a great job. Was a young man that Evan Cherry, I believe his name, Evan Cherry or. I can't keep up names of all the baseball players, but he came in and pitched a tremendous game, and we pulled that one out.
Well, the guys have had a good year. You know, the record's not gaudy, but they've won three or four more than they've lost, and they've played a tough schedule, and they've done some things this year that hadn't done at least in a while. I was talking to one of the players the other day, and he said they had beat traditional Pair Monterey, who is actually at a higher level than us now,
right in.
For the first time in 5 or 6 years, I believe. Of course, Monterey, through the years, has had tremendous baseball and softball.
Absolutely. Coach Looper up there has done a tremendous job with those young men up there. And, you know, we played some top teams, some double-A, triple-A schools. I know we lost a couple of games to Cumberland County that has a tremendous tremendous team up there in Cumberland County. But we also this year we beat, I guess it's AAA White County, which is also one of the mid-state traditional powerhouses in baseball. We beat them. So we've had a great year. And our girls softball team had a great year. But let's see. Now, Kevin, Lola Jean Dillon time.
Yes.
And I know we've got some press releases out, a whole bunch of things concerning this, and this is an evening of Lola Jean Dillon begin May the 20th and 21st, 7 p.m. here at our historic Clay County Courthouse Theater. And this is her music performed by our stage band, which is composed of members of the Southern Image Band and some of our local musicians here and local vocalists. And kind of what we're looking at there. But before we do that, you know, Miss Lola Jean Dillon is a born and bred Clay County resident, one that, you know, a whole lot of people don't realize really who she is, that she is a Clay Countyan, and that some of the successes she has had out in the country music field and in the songwriting field. And I guess, Kevin, if you want to, just take this press release and release what we... You got it there?
I've got it on the computer here. Thomas has hit the specifics for us, the dates and the times, but just a little background on Lola Jean. Information we have indicates that Loretta Lynn, of course, Lola Jean, I guess, is most directly linked to her. She's one of literally the biggest names in the history of country music. She recorded several of her songs, and two of them went to the top. They were number one on the country charts. Somebody somewhere, don't know what he's missing tonight in parentheses, hit number one in 76, 1976. Ooh, that's the year I graduated high school. While When the Tingle Becomes a Chill was a 1975 number two hit as well. All Over Again, recorded by Reba McEntire, was a top five country hit in 1981. Now, the one that jumps out at me, and it's mentioned here too, Dillon wrote duets by Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, who recorded I don't know how many, but possibly a dozen or more. We're Caught Between a Love and a Love Affair, and the one that jumps out at me that I've listened to, recorded by different people, is You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. That actually reached the top 10 as well. I've heard the version by Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, and I've heard the one by, now who is it we've talked about?
Vince Gill
and the pop singer. Strange combination. Anyway, it'll come to me in a minute.
Okay, now let me intercede there.
Yeah.
If you want a real enjoyment of this song, that song now has been turned into a bluegrass number by the Brimstone Bluegrass Band, and they're going to do a bluegrass version of You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly in our show. And also, Kevin, here, I have a thing here that I found called The Story Behind the Song. That I'm going to read that right now, and then I'll let you get back.
Sure.
This is from somebody somewhere, don't know what he's missing tonight, written by Lola Jean Dillon. This thing, I'm going to just read through this thing. 4 years after the Country Music Association presented Loretta Lynn with the prestigious Entertainer of the Year Award, she acquired the same honor CMA's West Coast counterpart, the Academy of Country Music, in 1976. All right, a legendary figure in the industry, Loretta picked up a career boost through a meeting with songwriter Lola Jean Dillon. Dillon earned her first songwriting contract while visiting Nashville when a friend sent a tape of three songs to Harlan Howard. Lola Jean courageously took the plunge, moved to Music City. Howard picked up the publishing rights to these three songs. Dolly Parton recorded one of them as an album filler. I guess the first song that Lola Jean ever recorded, and it's called I Live My Life. And Dolly Parton recorded that for her first album. Okay. Dillon's income wasn't exactly substantial, so she began answering the telephone at Harlan's publishing company while he was between secretaries. Lola Jean confessed she wasn't all that good at answering the phone, but sitting at her desk one day thinking about how she could get a song to Loretta Lynn and make sure she heard it, Dillon had been sending tunes to Loretta's office but felt like they hadn't been getting to her. For advice, Lola Jean telephoned a friend who happened to be Owen Bradley's secretary at MCA Record Company, and he was also Loretta Lynn's producer. The friend put Dylan on hold. The next voice she heard was an unfamiliar one. It was Loretta Lynn. After chatting a while, she told Dylan to bring a tape over right away. One song on the tape instantly picked up by Loretta was When the Tingle Becomes a Chill, which became a number two hit, it says here, in 1975. Once Loretta had this single nearly to the top, When the Tingle Became a Chill, she signed her to a songwriting contract with her music company. 6 months after the ACM Honors recorded a second Dylan composition, Somebody Somewhere Don't Know What He's Missing Tonight, a song Lola Jean wrote a year after signing with Lynn. So after recording the song, Loretta called Dylan into her office to play it for us. Lola Jean was so overwhelmed by her sparkling performance that that Lynn recommended a quick release, figuring that the song touched the writer that much, so it might affect other listeners the same way. The decision was a good one. Someone Somewhere Don't Know What He's Missing Tonight shot to number one on November the 13th, 1976, making Loretta's ninth of her 11th chart-topping hit. She had five additional number one duets with Conway Twitty. And this is Loretta's statement here. About Somebody Somewhere Don't Know What He's Missing Tonight, Loretta quipped, if that wasn't a great jukebox song, Somebody Somewhere wasn't listening to it. So, I mean, that's kind of the story behind that, and that kind of describes how Lola Jean got into the business.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never heard that story. That's interesting. I found Vince Gill and Cyndi Lauper. Now, that seems an unlikely duet there, but they recorded You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly as well. A lot of duets have sung that song.
Absolutely. And, you know, and kind of what we're looking at here with our show is that we have a number. Before we even go into that, I'm going to look down through this thing. And these are our local singers that are going to be singing, Kevin.
Okay.
We have Mr. Charlie Gold is doing a couple of numbers. Our Brimstone Bluegrass group, they have adapted, I think maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple, three, maybe even more of Lola Jean's songs to a bluegrass theme. And I think that's really, really going to surprise some folks.
That'll be interesting.
And we also met Miss Marlene Roten is participating in this. Let's see, looking on down through here, I know our band is composed a lot by Power Brothers, the Cantor Brothers, which I met about 30-something years ago. They used to be our backup band for our high school shows. They are doing the major part of the music work behind all of these, and they're doing a couple of songs in it also, and besides providing the music. And then looking down through our local musician who has been a professional musician most of his life, traveled with Earl Thomas Conley, I believe, for a number of years. He was his stage manager, piano player, and he's going to be performing. And also, looking on down through here, we've got the special performers, too, Miss Cherokee Upton, who is our up-and-coming young singer. And also, a very special thing, and hopefully this is going to work out, and that is that Miss Lola Jean will be here, and she may be able to sing that first song, I've Lived My Life.
That'd be great.
And her sister, Paulette Scott, is also a featured vocalist in the show today. And I'm looking to see if I've missed any of our vocalists here. But we have, like I said, a number of those. And that, you know, I know that we've talked about, if Lola Jean, if her health permits it, she is going to be here for at least one night. And she, if Lola Jean's in the crowd, she always wants to try to sing one of her songs. And hopefully, you know, this will play out as it should.
Well, nobody can ever say that Clay County has not had its fair share of musical talent through the years. And it's still going on today.
Well, you know, I think there was a little piece in the paper this week about the member of, Misty Morgan and John Blanchard that had a big country hit a few years ago, that John Blanchard has recently moved here at the Clay County. I think I saw a little bleep in one of the papers.
Wow,
on that.
I didn't know that.
This week. And I also think someone told me that the lady who wrote the swinging song for John Anderson is now a Clay County resident. So, you know, there's a lot of potential, which is something you and I are going to talk about a little bit later, some of our plans on this thing. But right now, let's take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll do a little bit more talking about our show coming up, and then we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of a grant that we've been working on. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information, 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I know with our show, there was a couple of things that we kind of put this together. It's kind of like a songwriter's night, kind of casual, with no emphasis on the singers, and the vocals, which is kind of what we're looking for. And also, we looked at this thing. We could have gone through this and probably picked out the same number of familiar songs that folks have heard before. But kind of what we're trying to do was to play those familiar songs like Somebody Somewhere that everyone recognizes, and then kind of build into our show things that probably no one's ever heard before. And right now, we're going to play a couple of songs. One of them is the Dolly Parton version of I've Lived My Life, and that probably a lot of folks have never heard. Like I said, it was just a filler song on Dolly's first album. And she was, I don't know, maybe a young, maybe, I don't know, she was
about 20, looks like.
She was
like
about 20 years old when she recorded that, one of the first things she ever did. And then the last one is a great play on words, a song that was recorded by Johnny Russell that probably should have done a whole lot better than what it did, which is, the name of it is, While the Choir Sang the Hymn, I Thought of Her. And right now, we're going to play those for you.
I've lived my life, and I'm only 18. I left the country for the city, thought I was smart, but I should have known I'd get in trouble, be so green. I've lived my life, and
Put all those words together, and there's so many of them. And I know a number of her songs. I know another one of her songs that was recorded by Cal Smith, who was one of the top country singers back in the golden age of country music. It was called "The Room at the Top of the Stairs." That he took to. I know Ben's at the top 10 of the country songs when he recorded it. But those are some of the things that you're going to be hearing here at the show. And we want to remind everyone, you know, that we have our tickets available now at the two banks here in Salina, the Macon Bank and Trust of Salina and the Bank of Salina, and at the Chamber of Commerce. And we also want to remind folks, you know, that we do have limited seating here in the courthouse, but, you know, we hope we'll be able to accommodate the folks that want to come and hear this and listen to the song and see the performances. And, of course, we are doing it on the two nights, the 20th and the 21st. And so, you know, check on your tickets, and hopefully we'll have a great turnout tonight. We know it's going to be a great, great show. And I know when you think about songwriting, and you know that every country songwriter had to have at least one of the beer-drinking songs. And it took some searching, but we found Lola Jean's beer-drinking song. It was a sad song sung by a male vocalist, and the name of the song was Bottoms Up and Doubles Down. You know, once again, a great wordplay. I mean, you know, that's kind of the thing that Lola Jean wrote. And like I said, come out for a great, great show. Kevin, you got anything to finish with on this before we do our birthday?
Well, I guess we just want to really urge everybody to remember that there is limited seating. We're looking at just a few seats
and,
over 100 for each night.
And it's not ADA accessible.
There might be some folks that might have difficulty getting up the steps. Of course, we've had that situation for a long time, but it's a great venue, and spread the word.
And we're going to have a videotape, you know, the videotape where folks can see it later on.
Right.
And I guess with that, I'm going to do our birthdays. And we have three birthdays today. Brenda Moore celebrated the birthday. Miss Shirley Sharp, I'd like to wish her happy birthday also. Mr. Shelby Gass celebrated the birthday. And with that, one of those three will be winning our great birthday prize for today. With that, we'll take a little short break. And come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about just things in general here around the courthouse, what's going on, what we're looking forward to. But we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Kevin, I know a dream that you and I have had for a number of years was a Rolly-Hole Marble Museum here. So I received word from the folks down at the Arts Commission saying that they had one of these recurring $5,000 grant that if we would apply for that, they thought they could help us out. And so we applied for it, and we got it. But that was just the beginning, wasn't it?
Boy, it was. I never dreamed that $5,000 grant would enable us to do all the things that we have, all thanks to the consultant that we were able to hire. Basically, the $5,000 was a type,
kind of a seed grant.
Yeah, a planting grant or a seed grant, and a lot of things have come out of that. We hired for that project, Tennessee PR person lives south of here, does a lot of work for one of our larger, the largest local corporation we have, and she has developed not only a museum idea, but a comprehensive plan to market and promote the historic Clay County Courthouse. And, of course, the Lowell Gene Dillon tribute is, I guess we could say the first entertainment part of that, with a lot more planned. But another part of that also is the development, and it is already, it's on the World Wide Web, open to the public, the historic Clay County Courthouse website. And there's some stuff on there, I'll be honest, that our consultant had dug up in terms of Clay County history and other things that I had no idea about myself. And I would fancy myself a little bit of a historian. I'm an amateur compared to you and some other folks we've got, but it's got some of the things you would expect to see. For example, the main picture on the home page is a picture of the ground level picture of the courthouse with all the memorial crosses on display of all the veterans who have served here and are no longer with us, and a lot of other things. You know, there's a marbles concentration, which is kind of how this all got started. I can't remember, Thomas, exactly when we started throwing the idea around. I remember we started talking about it, I guess, seriously during the first part of the pandemic, seems like, but I believe we've batted it around.
For forever, I guess.
Yeah, in my time at the Chamber, when working with the folks from state tourism, there's one thing I learned. If you work at it hard enough and market it in the right way, you can turn anything in the world into a tourist destination. You really can. There's some what was once upon a time very obscure things in Tennessee and around our country that have been turned into big tourist destinations. And we thought, well, our county is so linked in, along with Monroe County, Kentucky, to Roly Hole Marbles, why not start a museum? Of course, you and I are not museum experts. We're just thinking, well, let's start with a room and let's do this or that. But luckily, we were able to hook up with and hire somebody who has some previous experience in this. And I've just been blown away by the amount of ideas that that Claudia has put out there for us. Again, looking at the website, now, if you're interested, folks, it's pretty easy to remember. It's Clay County Courthouse, all one word, and then TN, ClayCountyCourthouseTN.com. That is up and running, available to look at, and I'll also say still a work in progress. Thomas and I are going to learn a little bit about how to add material to that
next week,
and we'll just be able to do it whenever we get something done. But Claudia has done all the heavy lifting to this point, and among many other things, the marketing plan, she has basically come up with a logo to market and brand the historic Clay County Courthouse.
Well, Kevin, with that, let me throw something in there. With
sure.
That marketing brand that we have, I'm picking up this week a one-of-one 30-30 Henry lever action rifle that is the Tennessee model, and on one side of that stock is an etching of the Clay County Courthouse, and on the back side of it is the Clay County Courthouse logo, and underneath that is celebrating the 150th anniversary of the courthouse, and that is a one of one, and we will be coming up with some type of process to use that to help raise some funds for our windows project here in the courthouse.
And to say that's a collectible is an understatement. When it's one of one, that makes it as collectible as it can possibly be. And of course, firearms are collectible in and of themselves, but to have all that information on that weapon will make it a huge collector's item.
Getting back to it, Harry.
Well, the website has, of course, got a home page.
There's also a page on the restoration project, which you have had underway for quite some time. There's some before photos when things didn't look quite as well as they do right now. Obviously, there will be some after photos. There's a category on window restoration and the progress and just various exterior shots. And then another page will deal with the Roley Hole Museum. Our plans are, folks, to start with basically one room in the courthouse here, probably pretty quickly expand it maybe to two rooms, and then just see what happens after that. But we thought, what a good use for a building that attracts so many people already. It'll introduce people to the courthouse and Roley Hole at the same time.
And under that, the Roley Hole Marble Museum, explanation of the game and all those things, but we're also going to include not only that, but the Four Square Tennessee Marble game,
right.
And also the Roley Hole Marble, or not the Ringer Marble thing up in New Jersey, and we just qualified three people for that again this year. I just saw that, we had the group that went over to England and whipped up on the Brits over there in a marble tournament, and then they came over here, and I think we beat them in Roley Hole over here. And also we had a group, and I guess not about the same, 1986, that spent a week of our marble players up at the Smithsonian Institute. And this was set up by Mr. Bob Fulcher, who is the manager of the Cumberland Trail State Park, and he is kind of the one voice, that the voice in the wilderness that kind of brought Roley Hole Marbles back with ESPN articles, Sports Illustrated,
Charles Carroll, National Geographic,
right.
Just unbelievable.
And the word is that same type show is going to be coming back here sometime in the very near future. And I know we are extremely grateful that Mr. Fulcher has agreed to be on the board of directors for the Roley Hole Marble Museum. Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
Well, let's give Bobby some props, too. I mean, he started the national tournament back in the early to mid-80s. I want to say 83 was the first year.
Correct.
I may be off a little bit there. And, of course, Honest Abe Log Homes, to plug one of our local manufacturers and businesses, has been a big sponsor of that.
I think they built a shelter over the yard.
All along. Well, they've really supported it, and I have no doubt will continue to. Back to the website for the courthouse. There's a history page, and that includes history of the courthouse, the trial of Grover Jones, who, Thomas, you can shed a whole lot more light on that than I can, and then also some local history, Cordell Hull. Of course, something that Thomas and I, thanks to him, occasionally tour junior high and elementary and maybe even some high school students through the courthouse, and we can always throw in there that Clay County has had not one, but two Nobel Peace Prize winners in it here. And I don't know many little courthouses around in the rural areas that can make that claim.
Well, you know, I know that this past week on Facebook, I think the Cordell Hull Museum up in Birdstown, they actually had a little thing about the history of all that with our courthouse in Montvale. And, of course, I went through and made a little response, and my number one response was that Cordell Hull may have been born in Pickett County, but his character was shaped by being in Clay County.
Well, he was here a long time and received a lot of his formal education here. No doubt about that. Again, back to the website, there's a music page. Of course, the Dumas Walker and Marble Connections and Kentucky Headhunter Connection is featured there. Also, Bud Garrett, who is a marble maker and a renowned blues musician, and obviously we've been discussing her, Lola Jean Dillon. And then there's a page for news. Again, folks, some of this is still under construction. And there's a get involved. If you want to be involved in the restoration of the courthouse or any of the activities that are going on around the courthouse, contact Thomas. I'll throw that off on you, but that's the appropriate thing since you're our curator. And Thomas, your number's out on the internet. I don't guess you figure throwing it out there is 243-3464.
And that is a cell phone, believe it or not.
It'll go all the way through to his cell phone, too, absolutely. But Thomas spends a lot of hours each day down here if you want to talk to him in person. just drive over to 100 Courthouse Square, and there's a real good chance you'll catch him there. But that's what our website is looking like right now, Thomas, and it'll just continue to grow and get bigger and have more content.
I think what we're going to do now, we're going to play another song here and go to commercial and come back. And I want to talk about this courthouse as being part of a marriage meal for a few minutes, okay. Which is something a lot of folks here are quite familiar with. We will be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Oh, this time I won't listen to your small petty troubles to someone else. You should feel half as sorry for her as you're feeling for yourself. Don't you know what I'd give to live like you live with her to hold me tight? Yes, I know what it's like in her arms. I was just there last night. I know what it's like in her arms. I was just there last night. And the next time that you do her wrong, I'll be back there to do her right. Just because that you ration your loving, don't lessen her appetite. What it's like in her arms. I was just there last night. Oh, how long do you think she'll go on throwing fights? From giving in. If I was walking in your shoes, I'd sure be stepping wide. 'Cause I know what it's like in her arms. I was just there last night. Oh, I know what it's like in her arms. I was just there last night. What it's like in her arms. I was just there.
back, everyone. I hope everyone enjoys our little musical interlude today. But I'm sitting here looking, you know, like I said, as folks that know me know, I really like wordplay. But I'm sitting here looking now at a couple of things that I know probably no one has ever heard. And one of them is the song was, "Our Love Is Now Somewhere Between the Preacher and the Lawyer." You know, and another, "Going Home to Do My Time." And I kind of like this one. "I shouldn't be enjoying this, but I am." So, I mean, they're just word plays that are amazing. But getting back to our courthouse here, I know how good Kevin's memory is of this, but that back in the late 60s, well, in the 60s, 70s, even up into the 80s, we were kind of a marriage meal here at the Clay County Courthouse and in Salina. There was a state law in Tennessee, and I guess just about all over the country, that you had to have a blood test before you get married, and you had to wait 10 days at the hospitals, places, to get your results back. Well, it just so happens that the hospital at Tompkinsville, Kentucky, and one over the Lady Ann Hospital over in Livingston could give you instantaneous results of your blood test. So you could bring that blood test to Salina and get a marriage license on the same day and get married here in the courthouse or around the courthouse. At that time, we had JP's kind of hanging around the courthouse to marry people. And we had a hardware store owner who was a Baptist minister. And next to him was his brother, who was a Church of Christ preacher. And across the street, we had the Methodist church. So, and here in the courthouse, we had the Justices of the Peace. And over the years, when I started being really interested in the courthouse, sometimes I would be driving around town here, and I would see this field young couple about the same age as my wife and myself walking around the courthouse holding hands. And I knew what was up. And they were here back in Salina at the Clay County Courthouse to celebrate a wedding anniversary. And normally it was their 50th wedding anniversary. So one of the last ones that I saw, they were walking across the street between the bakery here in the courthouse. And I kind of rolled my window down and said, "How are you folks? How are you doing today? Where are you from?" And they told me, you know, they were from Ohio. "What are you doing here today?" "Well, we got married over here in this building 50 years ago." And I said, "Well, would you like to go back in there?" And they said, "We sure would appreciate that." So I brought them over, and we unlocked the door, and we were walking around, and they said, "We remember this corner down here. There was a gentleman sitting down there, had a kind of a beard, maybe a little tobacco juice on his beard a little bit. He was sitting there." And said, we looked down there, and he said, "What are you folks wanting, needing?" They said, "Well, we'd like to get married." He said, "Well, come right on down here. I can take care of that." So we went into the room down there, the last room as you come in the door there on the left. And they said, "Can we go in there where we actually got married?" I said, "You sure can." And they went in, and we took pictures. And they said, "This, the fireplace is still the same as it was 50 years ago." I said, "Well, you know, we tried to keep it up the same condition." But we took some pictures of them. And when I got finished my little spiel to them, I said, "Well, I don't know who married you, but I can tell you pretty much how the ceremony ended." And they said, "You can?" I said, "I sure can." They said, "Well, what was it?" I said, he stood there and he said, "By the power vested in me by the state of Tennessee, I now pronounce you man and wife. That'll be $5. Well, he kind of smiled at me, and he said, "You know," said, "that's exactly what he said." And said, "I reached down in my pocket, and I pulled out and said, I had $7. Said, I give him every penny I had, and it has been worth every bit of it."
So that's a good one. Well, you know, along those lines, I've got different memories, but tied to it. Of course, I had gone to Tech and come back home and started working here for the old Clay Citizen. It was just the Citizen then, and the Statesman was another paper, but they were later combined. And 1981, I'm pretty sure it was, and one of the big things that we made sure got in the paper every week was the listing of the marriage license. And everybody really looked forward to seeing it, and what we would find would be that on a typical week, there would be more people from Indiana who had got married here than locals who had got married here. You know, of course, always been a big Clay County and Southern Indiana connection there. A lot of folks from here moved there, and some of them moved back. eventually. But yeah, there's no doubt about it. And we just got a couple of minutes, but talk about an event that may be tied to the courthouse, tied to that.
Yeah, we're looking at doing a celebration next year of the 150th birthday of this courthouse. And we're going to have a bunch of things that we're going to set up. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to offer a prize for the couple that travels the farthest to get back to the Clay County Courthouse that week to revisit the place where they got married. So we think that's going to be a unique thing, and we're looking at a whole bunch of things. And then along that line, you know, once again, I know we pushed about our sesquicentennial photographs and things, but if you have any old photographs of historical events you're around the courthouse, especially if you have any of the history photos, any homemade videos, anything you may have made of Rolly-Hole marble games, the marble yard, and I know there's a videotape that ESPN did with Mr. Lincoln Wilkerson, kind of starting it off. I think started off with him in his lab coat down at Vanderbilt and wound up at his marble yard out at Pine Hill. And I know that's kind of in existence. And a lot of those things are here, and our job now is to kind of gather them all up, get them together here, and have them on display here in our Rolly-Hole Marble Museum.
Absolutely, guys. Any of you out there who has any kind of material related to what Thomas just said, you can play a big part in the museum and in the restoration of the courthouse by letting us copy those things. You do not have to give them to us. If you want to, that's fine. We can promise they'll be taken care of, but we can copy those, and you can have them right back. No issues there, and it'd be a great help.
And, you know, that's kind of, you know, we need everyone's support. And I know, looking back through this, I think we have maybe six or seven, eight-time winners of the National Rolly-Hole Marble Championship. The newest one's coming this past year. I know we have, five people that represented this area up at the New Jersey thing that won, and, of course, our group that won the European Championship. But we're about to run out of time again. We just got a drawing for our birthday gift. Miss Shirley Sharp is the winner of today's birthday prize.
Congrats.
So over by the Chamber of Commerce, and I guess it's time we shut these doors over here, get everything put up and out of the way, and we'll tell everyone, you know, that we hope that you will join us again next week, same time, same channel, here on WVFB FM 101.5, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And with that, don't forget to listen to us at 6 o'clock tonight. Good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.